Foster Care Fortnight on Hallam FM.
Hello, I'm Gwen. We went on holiday, myself, my husband and my three girls, and we met a family there who were fostering, and I was so impressed. They'd got three children with them, all in foster care. It just really impressed me, you know, thinking, oh, what a really good thing to do. The year 2000 was a bit of a momentous time for me because my husband died in the April, and then I got made redundant in the August, and that's when I thought, do you know what? That's something I wanted to do before, and now I've got the opportunity. So I started looking into it. And I think one of the biggest things for anybody is the fact you don't realise until you're actually doing it that you've got this child in your home 24/7, and that's it. My first foster child was actually a baby, and he was 16 days old and weighed 4 pounds. I'd never, ever seen anything so tiny in my life. But I had him for 14 months until he was adopted. And people say to you, isn't it difficult giving him up? But it's not. I knew where he was going. You have the people that is going to in your home so they can get used to each other, so that you're not just saying, there you are, he's yours now and that's it. There's a period of time where they get used to him. They come for a couple of hours, then half a day, and then perhaps have them overnight. So it is quite a long process, but it means you know where that child's going as well, and you know they're going to a good home, and that's what matters. Knowing that you're making a positive impact on a child's life, that they're going to have the opportunity to grow up and have a good life compared to possibly what they could have had if they'd have stopped where they were. If it's something you're considering, then it's something that you need to look into further. You know, you tend to get a lot with people that they think, oh, no, I'm this or I'm that, or, well, they'll never let me have children. Yeah, I'm a single carer, you know, and I thought the same thing at first. I'm a single person, they're not going to do it. 4 years on, I'm still doing it and quite happily. They need all sorts of different people. Just make that difference in a child's life. It's worth it.
To find out more about fostering for your local authority, head to hallamfm.co.uk.